what is the percentage at this point of respondents?
I know it's over 30%, and we're right on target with the goals our staff at headquarters had put in place for this test.
That's funny. 30%, you know, doesn't sound fantastic,
right?
But you're saying that's actually on target at this stage in the game in terms of what you expect from responses.
Absolutely. Given the fact that we don't have any media campaigns going on, the goal of the 2018 test was really to test the systems, all the systems that touch the public. So the data collection, the ability to fill out their form online is a system we're testing right now. When we go knock on doors, we're going to be using a smartphone to collect that information. So that's the goal of this test.
So will this test information, will the data collected be used in any way, or will it just be ditched and used for the testing purposes of your agency?
We're still going to release the data. And for us as a region, it's going to help to identify what were the areas that maybe we thought the population count was a little bit higher than what the data is going to show. And then how do we deal with that for 2020?
Jeff Baylor, you are a regional director for the Census Bureau. Why was Providence County chosen as the place to conduct this test? I know there were other options that eventually were dropped at some point.
When you look at Providence County, it really is a microcosm of the nation. You know, you look at the ethnic diversity, the language diversity, you look at diversity as far as renters and owners. We have a lot of colleges and universities in Providence County. So you have the on-campus housing as well as the off-campus student housing. These are all challenges that we're going to face in the 2020 census.
So there's been, and I'm sure you know this, quite a bit of controversy over the inclusion of a citizenship question, which is actually not on the test, but will be, as of right now, on the 2020 official census. Jeff Baylor, what do you make of this controversy?
We try to focus on things within our control, and this was a decision made by the Secretary of Commerce to include this. So some of the things that we know challenges we're going to experience in 2020, regardless of the content of the questionnaire, you know, fear of the government, that's something we've always faced. That's something we currently face within our current surveys.
Accuracy is among the chief concerns that some critics of the citizenship question are often citing, saying that accuracy will be compromised by a question that scares immigrants or undocumented residents. And the census, we should point out, is not a measure of the number of citizens in the country. It's a measure of the number of people living in the country.
Again, our focus is on making sure it's a complete and accurate census. So we're going to be working with our partners to make sure we understand what is the correct message to be getting out there to educate their community members. And what do we need to do? Do we need to do PSAs on a radio station? Do we need to advertise in a local newspaper, not just for filling out the form, but also to getting people to work for us? I mean, that's one way we gain some of that trust. We always say, even though it's a national event, the census, in order to be successful, it has to be conducted at the local level.
Can you or do you ensure that this information will not be shared with other government entities, the Census Bureau itself?
Absolutely. So there's laws in place, Title 13, that prohibits us from releasing the information to any other federal agency or disclosing information of any personally identifiable information. All census employees, including myself, are sworn for life, not just while we work for the census. And we can be in prison up to 5 years, fined up to $250,000 for the release of any personally identifiable information.
So Rhode Island is one of more than a dozen states that are suing to remove the citizenship question. Are you concerned that the lawsuit or even the debate more generally could hamper this test?
So again, we're focused on the things that are within our control, and we don't have control over that. So the concern or any concern right now is just making sure the public understands what this census test is. So we look at this as we need to be able to get the word out about why the census is so important. You know, this is the money for schools, for the infrastructure, for emergency planning. We try to focus on those issues.
Excellent. Jeff Baylor is regional director for the U.S. Census Bureau. His office is overseeing a test of the 2020 census right now in Providence County. Over the next few weeks, census takers will be fanning out in neighborhoods and knocking on doors. Jeff Baylor, thanks very much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.